Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Vanderpump Rules and a little bit of the Valley. So we got the premiere for the Valley and two episodes of Vanderpump that we need to talk about. Some Watch What Happens Live with Katie, some after shows, some podcasts. There's a lot to catch up on in the VPR verse, and I'm excited to finally talk about it all.
Same. I am hoping sooner rather than later that I never have to hear about Dancing with the Stars again. The amount of times it's been dropped is driving me insane.
That whole situation of that being like, I feel like there were two big things with Sheena in these episodes. The Dancing with the Stars getting dropped and Ariana not telling her about Dancing with the Stars and her finding out from Dan, her boyfriend.
Which Sheena has said three different stories of how she found out about Dancing with the Stars. She, one for sure, she said she found out on Instagram. And I forgot the other one, but there was another one that she found out a different way.
Well, and she acts like she should be blindsided. She did talk to Ariana, and Ariana said that they were in talks about her joining. So I'm like, why? And I don't know if that's from the after show or the actual episode. So sorry if I saw that somewhere. That Ariana and her talked, and it was just more so at that time it was up in the air. It wasn't confirmed yet, but then it was confirmed, and she's like, "Well, why didn't you tell me?" It's like, I mean, don't act like you were blindsided that. So you thought that if they were looking at Ariana and potentially looking at you and Sandoval, that they would have picked you or Sandoval over Ariana, like you know what I'm like. And I don't give a fuck that y'all were taking dancing classes. Like you and Sandoval.
It
It's
makes it
just
worse. I'm sorry. It makes me more embarrassed for you. Honestly,
Sheena is just so Sheena.
I don't think even if Ariana told her straight up that she would have been okay with it. I think she
No.
was just upset that Ariana was picked over her, and that's that.
But she's leaning on that she's just upset that Ariana didn't tell her. And I don't know if you saw this in the after show, but Jax's Brittany Cartwright spills the tea on saying, like, well, didn't she also not tell you all about Chicago? And Lala's like, yeah, actually, she didn't tell Katie either about Chicago. And she's like, if they're literally Schwartz and Sandy's 2.0. That whatever there's something about her sandwiches is that Ariana is Tom's Sandoval and Katie is Tom Schwartz, basically saying how Tom Sandoval went and did his band shit and Ariana's now going and doing her. Like, are you out of your freaking mind?
Well, until Katie comes out saying she's upset by it, I don't know why it's anyone else's business to be talking about Katie. And a lot of them, yeah, you have to kind of keep some of this shit under wraps until it's official. Sorry. That's just the way life is. If any of you guys would be in something bigger than Vanderpump, you would know that.
Well, and it's like she did tell some of her friends, which tells me you're just not that close, you know? Like, you can't tell every fucking body before the news gets out. I mean, like, it's not like Sheena didn't have a heads up that she could get it, which tells me like you really were that naive to think that you would get it over her. But I'm on the side of Ariana. Ariana's since spoken out also saying that she felt that this could just mean bring more opportunity for other Vanderpump Rules cast members to eventually be on Dancing with the Stars, which, yeah, totally. Because they've never had, besides what, Lisa, which doesn't really count.
No. Well,
Yeah,
and then,
so.
even Sheena making that comment, I don't remember if it, which episode, but that she's come a long way from being her backup dancer. And I think I was listening to, or she's, I think said posted something about, she's like, sometimes when my like self-deprecating jokes don't land. Well, usually those are about yourself, not about other people. That's not what the term is. So no, it comes off really fucking tone deaf. 'Cause you're making fun of Ariana, not yourself.
She posted that? I didn't even see that.
Or it might have been in, or Lala said it, or it
Yeah,
might have been
someone said,
in
yeah.
her podcast or some
Okay.
shit. I don't remember, but I saw it kind of
Yeah.
floating around.
Of course. It's so annoying. Sheena just really showed her ass. Like on all of this stuff with the, okay, so it's that. And then the other big thing with Sheena was the picture, you know, which the infamous picture that I remember when it
We
was,
literally talked
we
about
talked about it. Like, of
it.
course, Sheena is like the one person next to Sandoval, you know, outside of Tom. And yeah, I obviously I wasn't someone tweeting at her or commenting under the picture being like, wow, Sheena and Stassi was right, whatever. I totally thought all those things, but I wasn't surprised.
I think it, I understand Lala, kind of talking to Ariana saying, Sheena is really struggling with this. Can you just like come to her defense? And, Ariana did it, which she probably was like, yeah, you know what? She's getting unwarranted hate. Because at this point, she thought that at that point in time, Sheena really didn't want to be Tom Sandoval's friend anymore. And even Sheena being like, well, she only did it because you told her to. Sometimes you need to be shown something and told, like, to realize, like, do you want the fucking apology or not? Or for her to come to your defense or not? I mean, come on.
But also, it's like, Sheena, you did. Like, stand on your fucking shit. Why do you need her to come to your defense? Like, own your shit. Like, okay, I'm not fucking friends with him. I don't care. Like you're like needing Ariana to come out and say, like, hey guys, I'm cool with this. Like, no, I know what's going on between Sheena and Tom, like I'm fine with it. Like, no, you are comfortable being next to me in a photo, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm gonna tell you what, if I was on this cast and any of these people, I would not want to. If I'm taking a fan photo, I'm just going to the other side. That's it. But Sheena, okay, that's fine. But like, why can't you just own your shit that I didn't want to move? I don't care. It's not that big of a deal. Like the fact that you need Ariana to come out when you're actually trying to pursue a friendship with Sandoval, which can we talk about that too? Because this is like what's killing me about the Sheena stuff. Like, we know Sheena's gonna be Sheena, whatever. She's always this like ride or die friend or whatever. I just don't, and I know she never owns her shit too. So like this is nothing new. But I just don't get how you can now befriend Tom when he is still saying that you punch Rachel, that you punched Raquel.
He backed up the restraining order.
Which I mean, and you said that this restraining order was so much on your family, so much like all this stuff, which I believe because you were probably fucking lying the whole time. It just like confirms to me even more that you did punch her. And again, you're just not owning any of your actions, which just, I just see through all of like her. Like it's so, and she gets off like this fake acting. And I feel like that's why her and Sandoval are so close, because they both have this weird E-list acting
Well,
thing about them.
when it comes down to it, she can act like she's a girl's girl, but she will always choose the guy over. There's been so many instances where she's been there for something and then backs the guy up. Like seasons ago, right in front of her, Jax was saying he wanted to fuck Lala. And then when Brittany brought it up, or Lala was like, "No, you said those things to me." Sheena's like, I didn't hear anything. And then in her confessional says, "Oh, I didn't want to get involved." So come on.
Well, and I don't know if you watched the after show, but I thought it was interesting that Sheena was also siding with the fact that, well, not the fact, the thought that Jax Taylor wasn't going around cheating, like.
She admitted to it during the dinner. She's like, "Oh yeah, there's lots of stuff." And then fucking Chrissy Doty also done with
Chrissy
her
Doty,
too.
I'm
I'm
like, this,
sorry.
yeah, it's bad. I'm
It's
dying to
like,
hear, because I know you said that you've been listening to her podcast.
yeah. I'm just confused why everyone now is like, "No, Jax could never." No, when like that's literally Jax Taylor at his core. He's cheated on every single person he's been with, including his current wife. But yeah, I have been listening to Kristen Doty's podcast with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend sucks.
Yeah, he seems
He
very bland.
made a comment on one of the last episodes, kind of about Ariana's boundaries and with Tom that Tom hasn't done anything worse than anyone else on the show. So,
Name another person that had that long of an affair.
and the most recent episode, he was going to go to this sexy singles pool party at Tom's house until Kristen told him it wasn't a good idea. And how Tom was this comedic relief the last few episodes. Yeah, so he's shitty.
Cringe. I feel like Tom was really cringy the last two episodes. That's sad that he finds him as the comedic
Like
relief.
he's just like it was just so awkward. It was funny. And he's like, "Oh, I know some people would find it awful, but I don't." Okay, well,
Well, how do you say that
that
he's the comedic relief when Allie's right there, when Lala's
right.
right there, when Katie's right there? What are you talking about?
Well, and they said, just jumping forward, that he handled himself very well with his conversation with Katie.
No.
Was like,
Wow, are we watching the same thing?
seriously, I was
Is
like,
he paying
what do you
you?
mean? Yeah, he is one of Sandoval's little buddies. Yeah,
Sandoval must
so
be gifting him shit. That's so weird when Kristen, I don't, does he
but
make,
she's also been a super big Sheena supporter during
yeah.
all this shit too, so
Yeah, that's a weird dynamic that they got going on in this group. Yeah, I thought it was just odd how they all of a sudden Sheena's like saying that, yeah, this is these rumors were BS about Jax. It's like
and just totally
when we
fucking
just saw,
gaslighting Katie.
yeah, that's what this cast does best. Katie's the scapegoat always. Can we talk about Joe? And Tom.
Yes.
I know
One.
I said that she reminds me of Dee from Always Sunny, and I still stand by that. I can't watch them. Like, I actually cannot watch them. I feel like they actually do seem a lot more alike than
I'm
you're gonna find.
very curious the one where in Wisconsin she's from.
Yeah, right.
Two, kind of this timeline of them hooking up because he did go on Winter House and was hooking up with other girls, which was right around the reunion, which was also around the time that Joe was living with him. She's definitely obnoxious, but it part of me feels bad for her the way that Schwartz is kind of stringing her along. Like, it's sad. She's so obviously like head over heels for him, and he's so like dismissive of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like I feel bad for her until it's like, oh, but you also sent Katie that text and you moved in with him that same day. But like, what were you expecting out of this guy? Did you think he was gonna treat you better than how he like he needs to, and at least I'll give Schwartz this one small thing, that he should not be in a relationship right now. Like, no. He's like, oh yeah, we could get together and be married and I'd be happy, but like basically, she doesn't deserve that, you know? Like, you, but Joe, I don't know what she thought this was gonna become, like what she thought she was getting into,
Well,
but.
for her, and I think it was like in the after show or some shit that, well, she said called Katie a jealous ex.
I'm like,
And
get her
then
out of this
Tom
delusional.
Sandoval said, like, oh, isn't it weird that the only two women that Katie hates are the people that you hooked up with? Okay, but because Joe was like a kind of a friend of her, or at least they were in similar circles. So that's why she's hurt. And this isn't just a 2 year relationship breakup. This is a, what, 12 years they were together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
Who's the other person?
Rachel.
Oh, well, Kate doesn't even
She
talk
hated
about.
Rachel. She was pissed at Rachel because she thought Rachel understood these boundaries, and Rachel's like, well, no, I still want to make out with Schwartz.
Fucked
So,
up. That whole shit. Katie still hasn't gotten her. I feel like everything was all shadowed by Scandoval, and Katie did not get her credit for what she put up with last season and how she handled everything. She has been great this season. I mean, this showdown between her and Lala was like, whoo. And then the makeup was nice too, but the showdown is like, okay, so what? Katie is Ariana's lawyer and one friend, and Sheena has Lala as her lawyer and friend, and they're talking about, wasn't it about the comp, like the Ariana re saying something about the picture with Sandoval, and then just bringing up the whole Sandoval of it all, you know? And Lala just, in my opinion, I felt like Katie was right for how she was defending Ariana. And I feel like Lala is just really defending Sheena a little too much. But there are things that Lala are saying that I'm like, yeah, I get that too, you know? So I'm grateful for Lala in this season because of what she's bringing out of people and what she's saying. But I really think she's going the wrong way about things. And I don't know if you saw that they just filmed the reunion and that apparently Katie and Lala, or Kate, I'm sorry, Ariana and Lala had words and a falling out. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Lala's whole, which I'm glad that Ariana brought up the house situation because they keep beating this
You
to
see, she
death.
moved out, that she bought a house.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, it's
Like, well,
beautiful.
you're still living with him. Why is no one saying that Sandoval should leave? He's the cheater.
Yeah.
He
Yeah.
fucked up this home.
Yeah.
Two, Ariana's like most people, I can't just get up and leave. I know Lala's situation was different because there is a child involved. So 100% in ways, their situations are very different, but in the same way, they're the same. Where Lala was valid with giving boundaries, saying, if you're friends with him, don't fuck with me. same, like, I don't understand how they can't grasp that Ariana's doing the same thing.
I know. It's weird to me. And, like, there are people that I talk to that watch the show, and it's like, oh, you think Ariana is, her head has gotten big. Oh, like, it's odd to talk to people and them say, like, oh, I get what Lala's saying. And, like, oh, and Sheena, you know, Sheena's just Sheena. It's like,
what? What's crazy though is, like, Sheena and Lala have some of the biggest egos on this show. I mean, I don't know.
I think it's hilarious that they're the ones who tried to profit the most outside of Ariana, you know, but vocally talked about everything the most of anyone.
Every podcast was about it. They were in a commercial with her. I mean,
Katie didn't do send it to Daryl.
Send it to Daryl merch. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Katie didn't do any of that shit. And
Katie's
now
really
it's
the
like
only one that
y'all are going, now y'all are being too mean, you know, is what they're basically saying. Like, we need to ease up. You needed to ease up and you did. But I'm not doing anything wrong. Katie and Ariana are actually minding their own business. And that's the problem. It's like, I don't get this idea where they keep saying that Ariana's making them choose sides. Like, it's literally, you want to be friends with him, then our friendship's going to change. But nowhere am I hearing or seeing that she's not going to be friends with anyone. It's just, your friendship's going to change. Like, you should expect it to if you were actually friends. I think it's so odd that we're even... back poor Ariana, that there's no, I don't get it.
Well, yeah, and she just doesn't want to hang out with people that are going to relay information to Tom.
Right.
I mean, it's, and also this is 4 months post all this shit coming out.
Oh my God, I know.
In 2 years, if you guys are cool with them, I'm sure Ariana's not going to care, but this is still pretty, like, fresh wounds.
Yeah. What about the pool party? This gross Tom Sandoval was so creepy. Billy was so fucking annoying, and the girls that were in the pool obviously knew what he was talking about, right? Like, this just like, oh, who's your girlfriend? Like, or who's your roommate? Like, oh, my ex-girlfriend.
The jokes, all that were so bad. I mean,
and having the assistant clean up, and
that's so, like, makes me feel bad. Hire a cleaning service, an actual cleaning service.
Yeah, I'm like, can't you afford that? But yeah, I'm excited about the rest of the season. I'm wanting to see if they're ever going to bring up that whole, like, Sheena kissing Schwartz. I'm assuming that just never happened, and that was just a really bad teaser because that, like, it's not what it seems or whatever. So,
which Sheena said that about a lot of shit. It was worse than what.
True. So, yeah,
she kept saying you'll see this season, and I'm like,
I know. You'll see how Ariana is being so. Which, did you see that she's not? That her brother's not talking to her either. And he's actually hanging out with Sandoval.
Yeah, they were hugging at the Valley premiere party or some premiere. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I never liked Jeremy though.
Well, I mean, they weren't wrong when they said he was a creep.
Yep. I say, well, if he wants to go befriend him, I mean, I think Ariana owes can't remember who it was, an apology that said that about him. I don't remember.
Stassi. That's
Stassi. yeah, I'm also interested to see about this whole Schwartz Katie love triangle with Jenny, well, babysitter. And can we talk about Sheena and Brock and how Brock is Brock?
He's just so, like, insensitive the way he goes about things.
And also so loudly wrong on so many things, you know, just like so cocky and like arrogant and like feel like sounds like he knows what he's talking about and that he's so right, but it's just so wrong, especially with this whole just oh, leaving little Summer Moon with anybody. Like, I understand that, yeah, you should definitely get to a point where you can leave her with people and stuff, but I feel like he is also just used to not really taking care of his kids and
Well,
just
yeah, it's
not
his first
showing
kid
up.
he's really had to take care of.
So odd. And
Also,
those kids don't even want to see him. Like, what is that?
I do want to talk. Maybe I'll be out of line. I think having an Instagram page for her is actually kind of disturbing. There's a lot of creeps out there, and you also you don't need to be profiting off of your kid because that kid isn't making the money. Shitty. I've seen all those influencer parents, and they're all really, really shitty people. And the way she like so nonchalantly talked about Summer Moon breaking her arm, and that her cast needs to match all her outfits,
I was really weirded out by that.
it was not a funny comment to me.
I didn't like that she said like she could pick out the color, but then when she was picking out what she wanted, she was like, oh, well, no, because
Yeah.
wanted it to match
I
the
mean, that's just sad to me because Kid Already is in some pain. Yeah.
It's just a lot of controlling, and you're already making this kid have a lot of pressure, social pressure that you already deal with. And now it's like out of this kid's choice to already have, because it's one thing for people, regular ass people like us that have Instagram pages for their babies, whatever. Not like I would necessarily do that, but it's very different than a
Public
celebrity
figure.
of or public figure. Yeah, I don't want to give her a celebrity. Public
Yeah.
figure. It's really odd, and like you're talking as if you're her, and it's just you're saying like where y'all are. It's just it's a lot, and I don't think it's private either.
No, and that's what's just like kind of concerning is you see these, I'm not going to compare the two exactly, but these child stars and all this stuff, these YouTubers that are like family YouTubers, that's a lot of pressure. Kid's not gonna be able to go out without people shouting her name and all this shit. So I don't know. That's just off topic, but
No, it's on topic because that shit, I thought about it too. Sheena's something else. And her and Brock, I feel like they showed in the trailer also that they're gonna have another like pretty big breakdown or argument or something. So I'm curious what that's about. I just don't see them lasting a long time. Like I saw her and Shay lasting longer than her and Brock. It just doesn't seem. And why is Brock on the reunion stage? I don't know if you all saw that. But Brock's out there. Allie's not, but Brock is. Like, no, we're good. We're good. Sheena's like, oh my God, babe.
Well,
Or
I
honey,
know
bad honey.
it's gonna be a shit reunion because Andy Cohen said that the voices of reason were Brock and Lala. So I'm already looking for it to be a
What?
something to that effect, or the star, or like the stars of the re something to that effect. So,
Are you serious?
I'm gonna see if I can find it.
No. Oh, God. Well, that just because I read something like, oh, Katie eviscerated Lala and they're no longer, or Brianna eviscerated her.
Andy named Lala and Brock the voices of reason for season 11.
What?
Yeah.
Like Andy, the show is still going to go on. You don't need people to be on the, like, you don't need to say that shit. Just let it, you know, let them say, like, you can't say that.
I know. Ugh.
Oh, man. That's so funny because it's not going to be like that at all. And they should know that because they all read what people are talking about and what people are thinking. And everyone is like, ugh, on Sheena.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Valley because I was actually very impressed with episode one and I got excited for the season, even though episode one there wasn't a lot and there's stuff that I'm like about, like Jackson, Brittany, and just a lot of, like, it's like clearly they're friends because when Jax is with these guys, it's Jax is the number one guy in the group again, and it's so cringe. Like, what? I didn't know that we were ever going to get to a place where Jax and Brittany are the it couple of, like, the one that's holding the group together, or, I mean, not for long.
Well, yeah.
But what were your thoughts on episode one?
Good. A lot of, you know, egomaniacs in the group. So Jax definitely has some competition there. But side note, we were watching a movie on Netflix the other night. It's with Brenda Song. It's called Secret Obsession.
Oh, I love Brenda Song.
Daniel from the Valley is in the movie.
Is he the voice actor guy?
No, he's like in some like flashbacks. Oh yeah, he is the voice actor, but he's in some like flashback scenes. Like,
oh wow,
we're in the middle of it. I was like, oh my god, that's the guy from the Valley. So
that's funny because I was literally, I was dying at him showing like what he. Oh, you might recognize me from, and it shows like Hannah Montana or some shit, you know, like from a long time ago. And he's like, but now I do like voice acting. And it was showing him did the voice acting. I'm like, damn, dude. Like, I mean, someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
but I was like, okay, well, I would never see him in anything, but there you go. Yeah. You saw him. Wow.
Which is crazy because it was like days after watching the Valley, so.
And his wife is Nia. How did you feel about Danny and Nia?
Because they're the ones that have the three under three.
Yes.
Right. I think it's funny because, like, I was annoyed hearing it. It was just funny hearing the rest of them say, we get it. That's your choice, though. We get it. So it was kind of funny.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but... And I don't remember how he knew how they met everyone.
I don't remember all the...
But Jesse and Michelle, they're the ones that I think are going to have the issues.
Mm-hmm.
That just had a baby. Second baby? I don't know. But Jesse has known Jax
forever,
for a long time.
Yeah.
And he seems like a prick. He's never changed a diaper before. Just... I don't know. I get bad vibes. And I think he's a realtor.
1000% awful vibes from him.
Yeah, I get really bad vibes. But I get good vibes from Jason and Janet. Really good vibes. And the fact that they are friends with Ariana, Sheena, and Lala. Mm. Like, I don't know. I was getting good vibes from them even in the after show when it was on them. I was liking how they were... Because Jax was going hard against Ariana in the after show and was, like, very much just siding with Sandoval, even though in the episode you were acting all big and bad against Sandoval, but now you're all, you know, saying how she needs to move out and shit. But they were, like, I don't know, riding for Ariana, which I liked. Like, they didn't give in to the pressure of Jax Taylor.
It's kind of fun seeing their other friends.
The people that are usually in the background, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they are there, but we don't,
There's this history, but they were just, like, literally just right off, you know, camera or, you know, in the background.
Yeah, it's just, like, It's cool because, again, it's people that they actually are spending time with. Like, and I do believe it because that's why the show is so good. But yeah, like, because even Jasmine worked at Sir, and I remember her
Was
from.
she on like X on the Beach or something
It
too?
says she's on The Bachelor,
The
and
Bachelor? Okay.
I
Maybe.
don't, but maybe she ended up on. I know she looks so familiar, but I feel
Because
like I just remember her being on some episodes of
maybe
Beverly
that's
Hills.
it. Because I never watched The Bachelor, so, but she did look very familiar when she popped back on the screen as I've seen her
She could have been
before.
on X on the Beach, but I don't think so. Because I love X on the Beach, and I feel like I would definitely remember
Faith
her.
was on though, right? She was
Faith
one of those.
was. Yeah, she was.
I watched that before I knew what like Vanderpump Rules were.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, Vanderpump Rules? So.
Oh my goodness. And then there's Zach, who, when he said he's from Louisville, Kentucky, I'm like, oh my goodness. I was like, well, he's from where I'm at. And then I was like, oh, well, no shit. So he knows Brittany. And
Which I do remember him.
I
Like, I
remember
think
him, but
he's
I don't remember that that's who he was, you know? I
okay.
didn't remember. I was like, I've seen him in some show before. I guess it was Vanderpump Rules, and I guess it was for Brittany getting her boob job. What's
And
up
I
with
think he
the?
was in
Oh,
their
go ahead.
wedding too.
Oh
I'm pretty sure.
yeah, and he was also really defensive over Jax, and that is not him anymore. He would not do that. He would not cheat. Like, why are y'all so? Like, why do y'all care so much? Like, just. Say like,
So
oh,
fun.
he's better
Even
not. Like,
Kristen Doty defending him. I'm like,
why
girl,
would your word mean
you
anything?
cheated with him.
Yeah, what are you talking
Which
about?
I keep seeing theories on Reddit that Jax is actually very in love with Kristen, and that's why he's always so obsessed with her boyfriends and getting her to break up with them. And that they probably were hooked have hooked up way, way, way more times
Oh, yeah.
than just when she cheated on Tom
Their
Sandoval.
weird love-hate relationship is, yeah, it's something else. Luke and Kristen wanting to have a baby together. I mean, I don't judge that. You all do whatever the fuck you want to do. But I am on the side of something's up with Luke. Like, I don't know. I don't know what his intentions are, and I don't know if. If he's like trying to really get into this Vanderpump life, like, you know, I don't know. But something seems off.
Yeah, well, even he's definitely not good on camera at all.
No,
The
no.
first thing he says to Jax is, "So you gonna unblock me?" And it was so like
Cringe.
uncomfortable because it was so like almost out of the blue. It
Yeah, I
was like
mean, that
weird.
Jack's looking actually like. Kind of funny in this moment, like just being like, I don't know, go find out and let me know. Oh, yeah, but I'm excited to see where the show goes. It seems like there's definitely going to be some drama around Kristen having a baby, one of the guys cheating. I think Jesse. But we'll see. I'm watching it 1000%. So we will be talking about it, whether or not it has its own episode or not, you know, I don't know. But I think we could end up having a lot of content to talk about with this show, especially with the breakup that we are experiencing right now too with Jackson Brittany.
Yeah, I just don't think this premiere was quite enough for us to, do a full episode, especially since there was a huge crossover. I mean, Lala, Sheena, and them are all, at this party. So
Yeah, I loved how they did the crossover though. They did a great job with it. I'm here for the Valley. I wish it was called something more like a Vanderpump spinoff. I saw
yeah.
someone put like Vanderpump Valley or something.
Oh
Like that would
yeah.
have been good, but it's okay.
I think originally it was supposed to be called something different, like when I think like Stassi was like potentially
Yeah,
going
I
to be
can't
on
remember
it.
what it was, but yes, I
It was
do remember.
something it was Valley and something with Vanderpump Rules. I can't remember what it was, but I will say the confessional backdrop, not feeling it. Maybe just because I like the Sir one, because it looked, or the Vanderpump Rules one, so much. I don't know. It looked low budget.
They're trying to like more housewives, you know.
It just looked low budget to me.
Low budget. Ooh. yeah, we'll have to talk to Andy about that. So how many episodes do you think we have left of Vanderpump?
I mean, if we already saw the mid-season trailer.
And they just filmed the reunion. You think we have like 3 or 4 episodes left or something?
Yeah, 4 maybe max.
You think we'll have a 2-part or 3-part trailer? I mean, reunion?
I'm hoping just for 2 because it was a lot of...
I know,
of
just drag out. Mm-hmm.
But from what I heard was they were just about to wrap up the reunion when a big fight broke out and they extended, which allegedly is between Lala and Ariana.
Well, I'm intrigued. Same. I'm interested, so we shall see. We are podcasting some other great shows. We have Summer House and Summer House Martha's Vineyard, which just came back last night. I watched the episode today, this morning, and I'm so happy it's back. It's so much better of a thing to be watching right now. Puts me in a better headspace than watching Summer House OG, because that shit is dark right now. It is dark, but Summer House Martha's Vineyard, it's exactly what I needed. It's some quick, stupid, petty drama, quick makeups, you know, some foreshadowing of some other drama come out. Silas isn't here. It's gonna be a good Summer House season.
Definitely. And that's it right now. We decided to not do Survivor, which
I still have you watched?
It's okay. You're fine.
I'm so behind on, like, I haven't even watched the full episode of the latest Summer House regular OG.
Oh boy.
I know. I'm like really behind. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm struggling, but I am getting back in order. I'm going to watch all my shows. But I'm very behind when I'm looking at Survivor. I'm like, we're on like week, I don't know what. But this, I haven't even seen people really talking about it, which is also weird to me.
Not good things. Yeah,
that's upsetting.
You know how we do the pool and everything. Mm-hmm. I was actively rooting for my person to go home because I couldn't stand that person so much. I was like, I cannot stand you. Potentially one of my least favorite.
Oh no.
Most obnoxious and annoying. So yeah, usually you're like, if I win money, it's great. I could not
like
see
me
this
with
person.
Gabler. Yeah. But I still was like, I mean, if I win money, it's great, which I did. But I wasn't actually rooting for him to go. So I need to watch it. There's just so many other good things, you know, all our shows. And I watched Real Housewives of Potomac and Married to Medicine, and that just finished. And I just, lots of other shows. But yes, we're not doing Survivor this time. Also, another show that I usually watch during this time that I'm not, that usually takes up a lot of my time, is Big Brother Canada, because they went another season with no feeds. I know, and it's like, and it's also just weird to not see so many people interacting about it on my timeline, like, because
I know, usually I have a ton of Big Brother shit going on and I never see it.
Yep, because that's what happens when you kill the live feeds. You, like, no one cares. So now it's just a regular ass show, you know, it's just any other show. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's like the next show to come back for us?
I don't know. Like, I can't think of anything that would be
here. Salt Lake in the fall or December.
Or Southern Charm. Filming. I'm not sure when Southern Charm films, if they already have.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might have a lull here.
That would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. Unless the, 'cause the, you know what happens? There'll be a show that pops up, a new show, and it's like, oh, we got,
100%.
they got a spin-off. Something about her sandwiches got a spin-off. We have to.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, I did see that
That's
it's
Uber
rumored.
Eats.
Yeah, the Uber Eats like Ghost Kitchen, which obviously I'll try it if
So
it's
that
near
means, like, I was reading about what that means. And tell me if this is right. Basically, that you can put in an order through Uber Eats for something about her sandwiches, potentially in your area, and they'll make it like that sandwich at like a, I don't know, like a local or a grocery store
so
or something, or.
something like that. I know there's like actual like Uber Eats Ghost Kitchen like
Oh,
near
okay.
me where I think it's just
That's what it's called, is
bunch of
like actually in the just
I
make
think so.
whatever some of these items.
I don't know. I'll just try to order it. I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't really understand how that shit
No,
works, but
that makes sense. Yeah, I'll totally be getting that Greek sandwich, whatever.
yeah.
Greek goddess. I know. As soon as I saw it, I was like, shit. I guess I'm getting a $30 sandwich. I don't know how much it's gonna cost me
Right.
to get Uber Eats, but can I pick it up for free?
For real.
Yeah, where's that ghost kitchen? Yeah, anything else though before we go?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.